it's Wednesday, which means we get to detoxify ourselves, a little trip outside, a little nature walk, to say the least. My next guest is, he's often lost in nature, pine cones in his hair and, you know, ice in his beard. That's right, Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost in the back roads of Michigan the most. Here he is, everybody, Ron Rademacher. Hey, get that pine cone out of your hair, Ron. Welcome to it.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm responding well to the beatings. Thank you so much.
Well, you have a lot of experience at that, so you ought to be getting there.
I lean into it.
Yeah, lean into it. Exactly.
Lean into it. All right, Ron. So a favorite new part of our little get-together, a little powwow here every week, has become your road trip of the week. People seem to really like the road trip of the week because it gives them an idea of where they can go and do something really cool.
I'm really glad to hear that because we've got some great ones coming up. This week, it was a toughie. I'm talking now about Drummond Island. They are having their Snowshoe Saturday. And if you've never been to Drummond Island, not only have I been lost on the back roads, I've been lost on that island.
Well, you know, the last time I was there, it was 25 degrees below zero. And for some unbeknownst reason that I can find no logical explanation for, we were on snowshoes hunting rabbits with bows and arrows at 25 below. I came up with zero for the day.
Well, it's not supposed to be that cold this Saturday, and there is a snowshoe trek guided through one of the nature preserves. I did this a couple of years ago, and they teach you so much about how plants and animals adapt to those 25-degree below weeks. So one of the nice things about Michigan, Steve, is up north, see, down where you live, down around Mason, you're suffering through cold weather without the benefit of 4 feet of snow on the ground.
Well, that's true.
And yeah, that's if you true. Want to play in the snow, you got to go up north. So Drummond Island, the Snowshoe Saturday, if you want information, they think they want reservations, just call the Drummond Island Tourism Association, and they can get you all fixed up after the trek. You got hot chocolate, you got snacks, but you do need to plan to be out there for about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
All right. Ivy keeps saying she wants to go snowshoeing. I'm like, have you taken your medication?
Oh, no. This is one of the great ones. I can't wait. We're going to the one next week that we're going on is all snowshoes. No, I just love that sport.
Well, there you go. I mean, do you get to take a flask? Do you get to do anything cool like that? Why?
It's a flask is required.
Well, there you go. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
All this nonsense and crazy talk. I needed some sense brought to it. Okay, carry on.
So that's the one. Another one, if you don't want a snowshoe, and I had to pick between them, but, you know, Houghton on the Keweenaw Peninsula, Michigan Tech, this coming weekend is when they have their winter carnival. Started in 1922. It's where they carve these huge, bigger-than-life snow sculptures of everything from buildings to fighter aircraft to, I mean, it's just incredible. And I believe this week, this year, is going to be dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
So,
love it.
Dinosaurs, yeah. So even if you can't get up there this weekend, we're going to go next week. They leave these sculptures up all over the campus, all over town, until they melt. So even if you can't get there for the carnival, it is a great trip, and you've never seen anything like this creativity in the snow. I mean, Steve, I've seen your snow angels. They don't hold a candle.
All right, well, I'm not bad, you know.
No, you're not bad.
Yeah. Hurt my feelings a little bit, you know. Not bad, all right.
Yeah. So if you don't want to go to the UP, another great one is Perchville, USA.
Now, see, I like that.
East Tawas.
And you get to jump into the water again.
In fact, we're going to take Bob the Turtle on his polar plunge next week. So we'll have some pictures of that.
Bob the Turtle, not to be confused. Be clear. That has nothing to do with the polar plunge. It's a wooden turtle, everybody. Anyhow, go on.
He's a wooden turtle, but he's a heavy action mascot, and he gets to go everywhere.
Right.
So, and they're going to have a chili cook-off there. I don't want Peter to show up and start protesting that I'm torturing a real turtle.
Exactly. It's Bob the Turtle, a wooden turtle, not to be confused with any other turtle. You got it. Just so we're clear on that.
Thank you for bailing me out on that one.
Then you've got moonlit. You got the snowshoe thing going on.
Well, you know, winter's almost over. So if you want to do it, this is the time to do it because we're going to start having some melts. And these opportunities will be gone, and you won't be able to go do anything but walk on the beach.
That'll be tough.
Yeah, Grass River Nature Area, one of my favorite places. They have great guides. They have beautifully groomed trails. It's not tough on people. They have boardwalks, and they'll take you out there, and they'll teach you how to identify the animal sounds you are hearing after dark. And it's, yeah, Bigfoot, all that. And, you know, we're going to have some great full moons this year. So those are really good ones to go out in the woods because you can actually see and, have fun with the nocturnal animals.
Well, there you go. And speaking about being over the moon.
Over the moon, Detroit's largest Lunar New Year party. You know, Detroit, it's a very diverse, as they say, town. And just outside of the East Asia market, or the Eastern market, they have the over the moon Lunar New Year's party this coming weekend. It's all Asian cuisine, all Asian culture. Pretty cool stuff. If you like the food, cash bar, buffet, art, dancing, entertainment, great time. If you want to stay in the big towns, that's in Detroit. The other thing in Detroit, if you just don't want any more of this outdoor stuff with winter, the Detroit RV and Camping Show is February 5th through the 9th. So RVs, camping equipment, tents.
Love all that stuff.
Possibly hopeful.
Yeah. You know what I'm looking for? One of these, I keep seeing these teardrop trailers that are like hardcore fly fishing. You know, you put all your gear, but it's a teardrop deal. It doesn't weigh very much, and you can take it just about anywhere. Put it behind a four-wheel drive vehicle, and away you go. Now, it doesn't have a kitchen and a bathroom and all that stuff. But it does have a great sleeping area, a place to hook up your computers and check in with. I just think those are really cool. And for hardcore, like fly fishing or backwoods adventures, I really like those. That's what I confess.
Plus, you can haul them behind a four-wheel ORV. So you can get back into some of the really remote places with your fly fishing equipment that otherwise you'd have to, you know, hike all the way back in there. So, yeah,
exactly.
Those are great. And I'm sure they're going to have some of them there. I might have a chance to get down there because I need to get a couple of accoutrements for my tent.
Accoutrements, there you go. Yeah,
accoutrements.
Pull it right behind my Roxor. That's what I do. Anyhow, I got to run. I greatly appreciate it, Ron, as you disappear back into the woodwork and the woods themselves. Ron Rademacher, if you want to find out more, your event, your get-together, your place of interest, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. Tell Ron, tell me, tell everybody. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, Steve, enjoy winter while it lasts, buddy. I'll talk